for a double team. Rex Rankin made a tough shot.
You're listening to the Huron Tigers on Dakota Sports KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
And Hines to pass. Rolls to the right under some pressure. He'll keep it. Has some room. 35, 30, 25. Down the far sideline. 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, Tigers. Schillingstad back sets. The hit for Schimpke through the block. Tigers win in four. Schimpke with the final kill.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV are your home for Huron Tiger Sports.
Here comes Evers. Boom! The dunk for Evers. That puts the exclamation point for Huron.
Hardeman up top. There's the three for Schroeder. Got it, and Huron leads.
Three, two, one.
Yes!
Bailey Schoenfelder, a state championship for the Huron Tigers.
The Huron Tigers are brought to you by these first-team sports backers.
The Huron Tigers are brought to you by Ryan's Hanger Restaurant at the crossroads in downtown Huron, the South Dakota Attorney General Office, Gary Zell Auto Glass, glass and windshield repair and replacement, Auto Body Clinic on Lincoln Avenue Southwest, Protective Coating Specialists, proud to support Huron and the Tigers, Vision Care Associates, where the health of your eyes comes first, and Prostrola General Motors in Huron. The Tigers are also brought to you by Farmers Cashway Do-It Center Store, Burger Plus, home of the drive-thru special, Kurtz Heating and Cooling in Huron, Huron Community Campus, Real Estate Connection, helping you every step of the way, Huron Regional Medical Center, Huron Eye Clinic, trust your family's vision, and Slumberland Furniture of Huron. The Tigers are also brought to you by Pearson Anderson Insurance, your farmer's union insurance agents. Big D's Timeout, located at the Plains on East Highway 14. Wilbur Ellis, ideas to grow with. Walker's Flower Shop, downtown Huron. Carr Chiropractic Clinic in Huron. Dairy Queen in Huron, home with a 5 and 6 buck lunch. And the Norby Center for Recreation.
Dakota Sports on KIJV and Tiger 95.
And good evening, everyone. Jeff Duffy here at the Huron Arena with more Huron Tiger basketball doubleheader tonight with the Yankton Gazelles and Bucks in town. It is 3 minutes after 5 o'clock here on KIJV AM-FM in Huron as we are set to go. The two girls teams just getting out on the floor for their warm-ups, and we'll be tipping off here in about another 17 minutes with our first of two games here from the arena tonight. Both Huron teams played last night. Both got into kind of slugfest-type games. The girls were up in Watertown, had a six-point lead early in the second half, but a lack of depth, just didn't have a lot of hands available last night. And Watertown was able to rally just by getting a lot of girls in there wearing Huron down. And Watertown came out with a 42-35 win. Huron a little healthier tonight, though, with Carissa Schroeder. Let's see, is she out? Yep, she is out warming up. I presume she will start the game for Huron. And Gracie Schoenfelder here as well. They both missed last night's game. Gracie due to illness, and Carissa due to a foot injury. Jada Schillingstad is still on the shelf at this point for Huron, but at least two of those three girls who were out last night will be back on the floor for Huron tonight. Both teams are just very hungry to come up with a win here. Yankton at 2-8, Huron at 2-7. Yankton has played a lot of close games, and they do have four senior starters. Just haven't been able to notch that many wins, but they will be ready for a battle here with our Huron Tigers tonight. Had a chance to talk to both coaches, Trey Career, head coach of Yankton, and Wade Stobbs, head coach of Huron, both in their third years at the job. We'll talk to Coach Career coming up next on Dakota Sports, Tiger 95.
Protective Coating Specialist Incorporated of Huron knows that the foundation of being successful is teamwork, that working hard, keeping the lines of communication always open, and starting as a team and finishing as a team is important, whether that's working as a team in business or working as a team in sports. Protective Coating Specialist is proud to be a Huron Tiger sponsor. Call them at 461-1873. Protective Coating Specialist says, go get them, Tigers. Tailgating before or after the big game is a time-honored tradition. Why not tailgate indoors at Ryan's Hangar in the Crossroads in Huron? Before or after Tiger home games is a great time to enjoy appetizers, dinner, and more at Ryan's Hangar. The restaurant and lounge are open nightly at 4 p.m. Make Ryan's your new tailgate tradition before and after home Tiger games. Ryan's Hangar Restaurant and the Ace Lounge in the Crossroads in Huron.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV.
Scott Report on the Yankton Gazelles visiting our Huron Tigers tonight as we open up this doubleheader at the arena. Trey Career, head coach of the Yankton Girls. They come in with a record of 2-8. And Trey, middle point of the season. Talk about this season, things you've seen here so far.
Been very happy with the amount of games that we've been competitive in. You know, we played some quality basketball teams here in the first half of the season, and I feel like we've been competitive in every game we've played. We just haven't found a way to be able to turn the corner and finish basketball games off and to make plays down the stretch that will allow us to get a W. So our girls are competing. They're playing right with them, giving themselves a chance. We got to find a way here in the second half to get on the right side of some of them.
Well, talk about this team, and I do see names I recognize, and also I see you do start four seniors.
Yeah, we have four senior girls who have played a lot of varsity basketball for us. Madison Tessier, Lindsay Hale, Cammie Cornerman, and Josie Seiler are all kids that have started for us in the past, and we look to them for a lot of leadership in our group. We hope that we can get this turned around a little bit in the right direction here in the second half for those girls. And we also are very fortunate that our younger kids that we do play have some seniors that they can look up to and learn some things from.
We'll talk about this team. What are some of the things you try to do?
We've tried to play more of a transition basketball game, try and get up and down the full court, put some pressure on the opponent's ball handlers and see if we can create some offense out of our defense. Offensively, we try to be a little bit slower pace in the half court. We try and work the ball around. We don't feel like we have one kid who's going to score a bunch of points night in and night out for us. We've got to have a lot of kids who are right around the 6, 7, 8, 10-point range for us, and that's what we feel is going to make us successful. So got to share the basketball on the offensive end and give a lot of different people opportunities to look at the hoop.
And tell us what you know about the Huron Tigers.
They're in a position very similar to us. Hasn't been exactly the first half of the year that they've been looking for, but they're hungry, and they're excited to get a chance to go at us here tonight, and one of us is going to come out here hopefully feeling a lot better about our season going forward than what we have so far.
Trey Career, head coach of Yankton. This is Dakota Sports on Tiger 95.
Well, we made it through the holiday specials, so what's up now at Prostrello's in Huron? Well, for starters, we have a few 2016 models that have to go. Here's a Chevy Malibu, loaded and supplier priced, plus 0% for 60 months, only $386 per month. Get a Chevy half-ton Cruze Z71, discounted over $10,000, only $39,822. A Chevy three-quarter-ton Crew with the Duramax diesel, supplier priced at $54,210. We'll see you at Prostrello Chevy Buick GMC and Cadillac in Huron.
The Huron Tiger Moment is brought to you by Lake House Productions.
The Huron Tigers' one and only state wrestling championship occurred at the Sioux Falls Arena in 1994. The Tigers did not win their region but came in with a strong team under head coach Ken Chihot. The Tigers had four state champions to apace the championship squad: seniors Jason Marcus and Shane Peters, junior Aaron Hofer, and sophomore Ryan O'Connor. Six others placed as the Tigers went on to the state championship.
Life is made up of moments, and some of those moments need to be captured in a special way. Tom and Stephanie Glanzer at Lake House Productions have a passion for capturing those moments forever. New babies, senior pictures, engagements and weddings, updating that family picture over the fireplace, or any other reason you want to capture the moment, Lake House will be there. Our studio on the top floor events building is expanding in 2016, so that means we have even more room to take care of you and your photography and video needs. Email us at lakehouseproductions@yahoo.com or go to our website at lakehouseproductions.com.
Remember when you were in school and your eyes were checked with the big E chart? Well, that chart is still in use even though it misses 70 to 80% of eye problems. Vision Care Associates reminds you that undetected vision problems may be the cause of reading problems. Make sure your child sees well before starting school this year. Call Dr. Kyle Porish at Vision Care Associates for an eye exam. Do all that you can to help your child. See the best.
1340 KIJV is Tiger Radio.
Tiger Coach Wade Dobbs brought to you by Auto Body Clinic in Huron. Huron hosting a Yankton now here to open up this doubleheader at the arena. Tigers coming off a tough loss, really slugged it out, but a 7-point loss to Watertown last night. Shorthanded, Coach, but I know you're pleased with the effort, and really the girls did a lot of good things last night.
Yes, they did. You know, we had a lot of girls step up, kind of out of their comfort zone, haven't played a lot of varsity minutes, and stepped up and played well for us, you know, especially defensively. Only gave up 42 points, but only scored 35, so we'll have to pick it up a little bit more on the offensive end of the floor. We'll get Gracie Schoenfelder back today and Krista Schroeder maybe. It's going to be kind of a game-time decision with Krista, so hopefully we'll get a couple girls back and some fresh legs.
You know, and that's the thing, because one thing Yankton brings is size on the floor.
Yeah, they bring the Siler girl out there, 6'5". Not going to see many bigger girls in the state to defend there. So, and they got a lot of girls, a lot of guards and athletes to go around her. So they're going to come out and pressure hard and put her in front of the rim and as a rim protector and try and pressure the ball. And we got to be able to handle it and not turn the ball over.
You know, and really Yankton, they're at 2-8. They're kind of in the same boat as we are. You look forward to a game like this because, you know, this is one you can get a W and hopefully get a little confidence.
Yeah, and that's the thing. We want to try, and biggest thing for us is getting healthy where we need to be here for the rest of the season. And, you know, a little confidence. You know, a win would go a long ways at this time, this stretch of the season. And hopefully we're going to be healthy enough to get us one tonight.
And also, I'm sure you'll be keeping a close eye on the girls, too. It's a quick turnaround here 20 hours later after being on the road last night. You're playing at home here, and so, you know, I know you're using strategic use of timeouts last night, trying to give the girls breathers and stuff, and hopefully the depth is a little more tonight.
Yeah, you know, I know Gracie is back. We're not playing her any JV minutes tonight, so we'll see how it goes and then try and save on her legs, you know, the sickness, and save some energy there, and hopefully Chris is able to go, and like we said, it'll give us two more bodies that have seen a lot of varsity time for us, so hopefully we'll see that in the offensive side of the ball.
Wade Stops, head coach of the Tigers, again brought to you by Auto Body Clinic. This is Dakota Sports on Tiger 95.
The Auto Body Clinic. You just wrecked your car and you needed repair. Let us be there, oh, let us be there. With courtesy cars and a price that is fair. We really care. The Auto Body Clinic.
Auto Body Clinic, a half mile west of Coborn's at 670 21st Street Southwest, or call 352-DENT.
Stop into Farmers Cash We Do It Center for your next project. Whether your project is on the farm or home, from barbed wire to kitchen cabinets, Do It Best buying power of over 4,000 stores in 30 countries can help. If you can't make it into the store, check out our website. You can have your product of choice shipped to the store or to your house. Remember Farmers Cash We Do It Center for your next project.
Give me a hammer, hand me a saw. I'm not slowing down till I've done it all. I love saving money and time at the Do It Center store.
It can happen anytime, anywhere. Door-to-door sales scams, identity theft, debt collection, or even as simple as a swipe of your credit card. Know the law and your rights before you get caught up in an unwanted situation. The Attorney General's Division of Consumer Protection has made it easy for you to be prepared with their new website, consumer.sd.gov. They keep you up to date on the latest consumer alerts and laws and resources available to you, the consumer. Check out the Attorney General's Division of Consumer Protection website today, consumer.sd.gov.
Meet the Tigers is brought to you by Pearson Anderson, Farmers Union Insurance of Huron.
We're there when you need us. That is the motto that Farmers Union Insurance lives by. They know that when a loss occurs, you deserve their immediate attention. Huron area agent Pearson Anderson Insurance teams up with their loss representative to settle your loss and give you the attention that you deserve. Quality, commitment, and pride. Call Pearson Anderson Insurance in Huron and become a satisfied policyholder with insuring a brighter tomorrow.
We're minutes away from play-by-play. Let's meet the Huron Tigers.
Emily Artiman, 12, senior, guard. Kayla Shimke, 14, junior, forward. Reagan Roselle, number 20, junior, guard.
Jada Schillingside, 22, junior, guard.
Haven Hines, 23, freshman, guard.
Kayla McNeil, number 30, junior, guard.
Shannon Cotts, 32, senior, guard.
Lexi Glanzer, 33, senior, forward.
Carissa Schroeder, number 34, senior, forward.
Brooke Leptin, junior, 43, forward.
Gracie Schoenfeller, junior, 44, forward.
Meet the Tigers has been brought to you by Pearson Anderson Farmers Union Insurance of Huron. Here's two-time South Dakota Sportscaster of the Year and the voice of the Huron Tigers, Jeff Duffy.
And again, good evening, everyone. We're back here in the arena and closing in on the tip-off here for the first of our two doubleheader games. It'll be the Huron Tigers, Yankton Gazelles, and Yankton Bucks, Huron Tigers for the boys' game to follow. Let's do a Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. I have a few scores to pass along. Let's start off with lower levels. In the JV girls, Yankton defeats Huron 49-28. In the C girls game, Yankton 48, Huron 20. Moving to the boys, JV, Huron 48, Yankton 33, Jake Smith 11 points for Huron. Sophomore game, Huron 46, Yankton 38, Jet McGurr, Tanner Evers, each had 13 points for Huron. And the freshman boys game, Huron defeated Yankton 50-34, Tegan Evers with 16 points. Some other scores, got a couple of finals in AA. First off, girls, Rapid City Stevens edged O'Gorman 45-43. Boys finals, O'Gorman defeated Rapid City Stevens 71-65. Rapid City Central boys defeated Sioux Falls Roosevelt 60-48. At the Hanson Classic, Woolsey Wessington took their first loss of the season. They fell to Chester 66-56. Bennett White with 16 points to lead Woolsey Wessington. Austin Chemnitz added 11 for the Warbirds. Won a final in college basketball. South Dakota State women defeated Western Illinois by a score of 73-58. So that is your Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. Well, we're going to be over here with the lineups. I think we'll have the national anthem first, then the lineups. So let's take a Big D's timeout of 2 minutes, and we'll return here to the Huron Arena. 2 minutes on Dakota Sports, Tiger 95.
Physical therapy can be a challenge, but you have the very best help in meeting that challenge. The physical therapy team at our hospital. We can help you reach your goals on your schedule. Our staff is highly trained, understanding, and supportive. For physical therapy that's head and shoulders above the rest, give us a call or visit us online. Huron Regional Medical Center. Quality healthcare close to home. Online at huronregional.org.
Stay informed on what's happening at Huron Community Campus. Text the word campus to 42330. Receive messages for upcoming meetings, announcements, events, and cancellations. Text the word campus to 42330 and receive automatic messages about Huron Community Campus. Great for students or anyone interested in campus activities. For the latest Huron Community Campus information, text campus to 42330.
Need a timeout? Big D's is open for lunch Thursday through Sunday and dinner nightly. For lunch 11 to 1:30, enjoy the pasta of the day or taco salad on Thursdays and taco salad or chimichanga with chips and cheese on Fridays. Try Big D's new nightly menu items. Chili nachos, pork wings, pretzel bites, and buffalo carnitas chicken dip on ciabatta bread. Plus wings are just 70 cents every Sunday and Monday. Take a timeout and dine at Big D's Sports Bar and Grill, East Highway 14, Huron.
With nearly 130 stores in 12 states, Slumberland has the buying power to bring you the best values from the nation's top furniture brands. Slumberland is America's number one dealer for Lazy Boy furniture and the Midwest's largest retailer for Sealy, Simmons, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic mattresses. And Slumberland of Huron and Mitchell are locally owned and operated by a staff made up of your friends and neighbors. So for America's top brands, great local service, and the guaranteed lowest prices, turn to Slumberland of Huron and Mitchell.
Hi, this is Danny Gladden, Minnesota Twins Radio Network, and you are listening to Jeff Duffy on Dakota Sports.
rendition of the national anthem. Let's get to the starting lineups here for the Huron Tigers and the Yankton Gazelles. ESP girls basketball as we open up our doubleheader this evening. Here's the starters for Yankton. Trey Carrier is their head coach. They come in with a record of 2-8 on the season. Madison Tessier, a 5'9 senior. Bailey Corton, 5'4 junior. Cammy Cordeman, a 5'8 senior. Lindsay Hale, a 5'9 senior. And Josie Seiler, a 6'5 senior. Here on Tigers will start Emily Arteman, 5'9 senior. Haven Hines, 5'5 freshman. Shannon Kotz, a 5'6 senior. Lexi Glanzer, a 5'9 senior. And Carissa Schroeder, a 5'11 senior. Wade Staub's head coach of the Huron Tigers, and they come in with a record of 2-7. So both teams with two wins. Again, Huron did play last night. They fell 42-35 at Watertown. Yankton hasn't played since Tuesday, and it was one of those close games that Coach Carrier was talking about. They lost to O'Gorman in a very low-scoring affair. 31-28, was tied at 28. O'Gorman scored on a and-one three-point play late in the game to take the lead. Yankton didn't really get a good look at a three-point shot to tie it. And O'Gorman escaped with the victory there this past Tuesday. So the legs will be important for the Huron girls, not only today, but the fact that they have tomorrow off. And then we'll go back-to-back with the Rapid City schools on Monday and Tuesday in those makeup games from December. So we'll see how deep we go on the bench here. Again, Carissa Schroeder is in the starting lineup tonight after missing the last two games with a turf toe injury. And trying to see if I thought Gracie Schoenfelder was supposed to be dressed, but I'm not seeing her on the bench there, so maybe she decided that the illness was just still too much. In any case, Huron wearing their home whites with orange numbers and letters, orange and black trim. Yankton in the road white with white numbers and letters, white and black trim. And still have the people filing in here. Of course, the boys' game will follow. Seiler at 6'5", I assume, is the tallest girl in South Dakota high school basketball this year and probably has been the last couple of years. She will jump with Carissa Schroeder, who is a meager 5'11". We'll get to the officials here coming up. The tip is controlled by Yankton. They'll dish it out to Corton on the right side. She'll drive baseline, has a lot of quickness, feeds in the middle. Tessier has an open shot for two. Madison Tessier with the bucket. And a quick 2-0 lead here for Yankton. Yankton shows some pressure. Schroeder will bring it up with Seiler on her. Looks like a straight man defense. Schroeder drives down baseline. We'll have to back it out. Kotz on the left wing. Shannon back to Schroeder. Wide open three. Front of the rim, no good. And the rebound going to be Lindsay Hale. Hale into the front court. Now here's the drive by Tessier. Banks it high off too far. And last touched by Yankton, and it'll be here on ball. Officials for our game are backed by the South Dakota Attorney General's Office, Consumer Affairs Division. They are Tom McGow of Miller, Mike Ruth of Iroquois, and also Ross Epling. They are the law on the floor and backed by the South Dakota Attorney General's Office, Consumer Affairs Division. And the law on the court just called a foul on Yankton, first foul to be called in the game. Lindsay Hale with the foul, her first. And Yankton will press full court. We'll see similar things as Watertown showed last night, although it's kind of loose pressure right now, just challenging the inbounds. And again, Schroeder brings the ball up against Seiler. Right side, the ball deflected, and it goes through the hands of Lexi Glanzer, and Huron does look a little sluggish here in this first minute of the ball game. Huron falls back in their 2-3 zone as Corton comes off right side Tessier. Right side Corton, baseline. There's the drive by Corneman. Kick out three for Hale is short. Long rebound tipped up in the air, and Hale will get control. Up top, Corton against the zone of Huron. Comes off left side, feeds high post Corneman. Kick out in the corner, Hale. Cut off by Arteman. We'll have to back it out. Corneman on the right side. Now top of the key, Corton. Left side, Tessier goes to the high post. Corneman outside, open three for Corton is good. Corton buries a three, and Yankton off to a 5-0 lead here, 6:23 to go, first quarter. Again, it's Schroeder bringing the ball up. As Huron works the man-to-man offense, here's the drive by Kotz. Kotz right wing, back up top of the key, cross-court Hines. Hines to Glanzer. Glanzer, cross-court to Schroeder. Schroeder, one dribble, will lob inside, trying to hit Glanzer, overthrew it, and Corton out with the steal, and she's on the push. Coming up the left side of the floor, she'll do a little hesitation fake and drive in for the bucket. 7-0 Yankton here with just over 2 minutes gone in the game. And again, a little sluggish, a little lack of energy here for Huron girls, and got to get themselves in gear. Bounce pass, Glanzer has it on the left wing, goes back door, Hines, an open three off the right wing. Yes! Haven Hines gets Huron on the board with a three ball at 7-3. Yankton, 5:25 to go, first quarter. Corton comes left side, Hale plays some catch around the perimeter. Corton into the paint, back outside Hale. Corton, top of the key against the Huron zone. Tessier goes baseline, Korneman. Korneman back up top, open three for Corton. Gets the shooter's roll. Rattled out, in, out, and in. Corton gives Yankton a 10-3 lead. She has 8 of the 10 points for the Gazelles. Hines gets Huron into the offense. Bounce pass left side, Glanzer. Cross court. Wide open three again. Long three for Hines. That one short on the rebound. A push going to go against Yankton. And Huron will retain possession. We'll get our first subs as 4 Yankton Gazelles will come into the game. And let's see who's going to be the only girl to stay on the floor. I think it was a 4-for-4 switch. No, it might have been a 5-for-5. No, Tessier stayed on the floor. Foul going to go on Yankton. Into the game for Yankton, Peyton Wolfgram, Jessica Reinhart. She's trying to pick out a few more of those numbers. Madison Webben. That's a couple of freshmen on the floor for Yankton. The foul was charged to Reinhart. Inside low post, drive, and a nice lob from Schroeder. Hits Glanzer for the layup. Lexi Glanzer with the bucket. 10-5 Yankton, 4:37 to go, first quarter. Little high-low action by Huron. Yankton in the front court. Wolfgram goes baseline, Tessier. Back door, it's open, and an easy bucket for Reinhart. Reinhart came on that weak side, and nobody was there to cover her. 12-5 Yankton, 4:20 to go. Double team in the backcourt. Hines gets it up ahead to Kotz. Kotz goes baseline to Schroeder. She'll go cross-court. Glanzer tipped away by Yankton. Oh, they're going to say off of Glanzer. It was tipped away by Webben. Now into the game for Yankton is Corton. So she just had a quick breather, and she's back in for the Gazelles. Yankton off to a strong start here, leading 12-5 with 4:10 to go in the first quarter. Into the front court, left side. Corton goes baseline. Here's the drive. Jumper from 15 is good for Maddie Hochstein. And Yankton shooting the ball very well. I have them 6 of 8 from the field. They lead 14-5. 3:52 to go, first quarter. There's a blocking call going to go against Peyton Wolfgram of Yankton. That'll be her first and the fourth team on Yankton. Huron will inbound from half court. Pass fired in the corner. Schroeder trying to lob it into Glanzer. Couldn't get it there. Schroeder will drive now. Go with the reverse left-handed lay-in. No good. Reborn Corton, and she is pushing up the floor. Up the middle. Will take it all the way in. Missed it. Long. Offensive rebound for Yankton. Going to be tipped away, but Yankton will control. Got him to miss, and they still got the offensive rebound. Fire in the middle, and Yankton does throw it away as the loose ball picked up by Schroeder. I believe Artiman got a hand on it to knock it away. Schroeder drives down to the corner, hands it off to Kotz. Corner of the lane, jumper is off the back of the rim, no good. And rebound underneath for Wolfgram. Yankton on the right side, Corton. Hines went for the steal. Corton will drive, leave it baseline. Open 18-footer is good for Yankton. Jessica Reinhart has 4, and Yankton continues to shoot the ball extremely well here in the first quarter. 16-5 Yankton, inside of 3 minutes to go in the first quarter. Kotz on the outside, comes up high post to Glanzer, left side Hines. Hines deep on that elbow, trying to get somebody to come back to the middle. It's Artiman. Here's the lob down low. Schroeder gets loose and banked it up too strong. Great look And Schroeder couldn't get it to drop. Down the floor, nice bounce pass. Reinhardt under the bucket. Going to be fouled by Hines, and Yankton running the court well. And right now, Yankton just clicking offensively. We'll get free throws for Yankton. Reinhardt to the line. That'll be the first foul of the game against Huron. And puts Yankton to line with Reinhardt to shoot two. 2.5 minutes to go, first quarter, 16-5 Yankton. Free throw is good for Reinhardt. She has five off the bench for Yankton. Seiler, Korneman, Hale back into the game for Yankton. Huron subs in for the first time as Caitlin McNeil on the floor for Huron. Second shot is good. And Reinhardt with 6 points off the bench. She'll come out now as back in is Tessier. Kayla Shimke into the game for Huron as well. 18-5, Yankton off to a quick start here. Still 2:22 to go in the first quarter. Screen set, Hines, there's the roll. Glanzer hard to the hoop and got stripped as she went up. And she'll get to the line to shoot two. Lexi Glanzer. Little give and go. Huron's been doing some of that high-low action, trying to get lobs in down low. Foul is on Corton, her first, and the fifth team on Yankton. And two shots for senior Lexi Glanzer. First shot is good. 18-6, Yankton on top. One more shot here now for Glanzer. And she gets them both to drop. 4 points for Glanzer. 18-7, Yankton, 2:14 to go, first quarter. Corton will get the Gazelles into the offense. Comes right side, Tessier, right back, Corton in the corner. Corton around the perimeter, stops, gives back to Korneman. Up top the key is Hale, swing it around, left side, Tessier inside, tried to force it to Seiler, but stolen away by Glanzer. Lexi with a nice defensive play, and I'll see if Huron can get a little more offense going. McNeil, deep on the left wing, has Shimke. Brings it back around the perimeter, threw it away, stolen by Tessier. She's on the breakaway layup for two. Madison Tessier with 4 points. 20-7, Yankton up 13, minute 39 to go, first quarter. We'll take a Big D's timeout, 30 seconds on Dakota Sports, Tiger 95.
Dairy Queen of Huron is open every day for lunch and dinner. Try their mouth-watering grill burgers or their delicious DQ bakes with chicken or turkey. Chili cheese dogs, kids' meals, salads, onion rings, and cheese curds. Don't forget their famous chicken strip basket. Head to Dairy Queen of Huron on Lincoln Avenue across from the South Dakota State Fairgrounds. Have a birthday or a special event coming up? Order their DQ cakes or a DQ blizzard cake. See Barb and her friendly crew at Dairy Queen for lunch or dinner. Dairy Queen, fan food, not fast food.
Hi, this is Trevor Pooh for the Minnesota Twins, and you're listening to Jeff Duffy on Dakota Sports.
Here I'm using a 30-second timeout as just not a lot of energy out there for the Tiger girls, and Yankton with the 13-point lead here, minute and a half to go, first quarter. McNeil lost her dribble up top to Arteman, swing it around left side, Glanzer takes the three, left elbow in front of the rim, no good. On the rebound, a push-off going to go on Caitlin McNeil. Her first, second team on Huron. Yankton, well, boy, career is bringing in a couple of fresh bodies. Seems like nearly every whistle back in is Hochstein. I think I'm saying it right. Hochstein and also Webben. Webben with the ball on the right wing. High post, Tessier. Goes left side, Hale, and she traveled with it. Thought she was going to take the three, and then all of a sudden she wanted to drive on McNeil. Got whistled for the foot shuffle. And it'll be here on ball. Corton guarding Hines as she brings the ball up, nearing 1 minute to go here, first quarter. Hines out near that timeline. Got to be careful. Now she'll drive with the left hand down the lane. Takes it in, off the glass, too strong. Rebound for Yankton. Tessier across court. Finds Hale with an open 10-footer. Puts it down. Lindsay Hale with her first bucket. Yankton extends the lead to 15 here late in the first quarter. 22-7. Yankton girls all over this first quarter. Hardeman out deep on the right wing. Gets a screen from Glanzer. Left side overthrew. McNeil did her best to try to gather it in. Could not haul it in. And the ball turns back over to Yankton. Schroeder and Kotz come in as Glanzer and Arteman come off. 35 seconds to go here in the first quarter, and Yankton, if they want, could pretty much just run the clock out here as there's 8-tenths of a second difference between the game clock and the shot clock. Working the perimeter, Corton just goes right side to Hale. They'll go Seiler baseline, back up top, Corton, left side is Webben. Just working the perimeter now. Hale will take a long three, in and out. Battle for the rebound, rolls out, and Shimke will pick it up, get it back to Schroeder. Huron's got time with 10 seconds left. Schroeder up the middle of the floor. Looks right. There's a wide open three for Hines. Left elbow, no good. Rebound and the board by Hale, and that will end the first quarter. All Yankton after one. Yankton 22, Huron 7. We'll take a Big D's timeout. 1 minute on Dakota Sports, Tiger 95.
Hi, I'm Dr. Megan Hartman with Huron Eye Clinic. Glaucoma is a disease that causes progressive damage to the eye's optic nerve. It is the second leading cause of blindness in the U.S. Since there are no symptoms in the early stages, the disease often goes undetected. The best way to prevent vision loss from glaucoma is through a comprehensive eye exam. Glaucoma can often be treated through medication or surgery, but early detection is key. Schedule an eye exam today by calling Huron Eye Clinic at 352-4181.
Remember the stormy weather this past summer? Do you remember how well your insurance coverage responded? Don't learn the lesson of being properly insured the hard way. A free insurance review with Pearson Anderson Insurance has options to specifically cover you at a price you can live with. Let Pearson Anderson review your insurance program to make sure you're ready for the future. Pearson Anderson Insurance, insuring a brighter tomorrow. Give them a call today.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV.
And we start the second quarter. Huron will have ball. Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. Halftime boys, Aberdeen 34, Harrisburg 25. That's your Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. Low post, Schroeder double team. She'll get it back to Hines. Kick out three for Arteman. Off the back of the rim, no good. Looked good, but did not go. Rebound Yankton, and they're on the move here, looking to extend the 15-point lead here. Cross court, left side, Corton. Seiler on the baseline. Back up front, Webben. Corton, little ball fake. Leaves it for Seiler. Shoots the 15-footer baseline. NEI overs it. And the rebound underneath for Shimke. Huron trying to get something going in offense. It's been a sluggish start, to say the least. High post, Arteman bobbles it, gets control, Schroeder on the right wing. Schroeder with a couple of dribbles to the right, goes baseline. Arteman guarded closely there and has the ball kicked out of bounds by Webben. And into the game for Huron. Back in is Cammy Corneman, also Peyton Wolfgram back in. Again, Trey Carrier subs in a lot of players. She has a mix of veterans and younger girls. High post is Schroeder. Somebody knocks it out, but she gets control. Spins. Shot clock running off. She'll force up a shot. Got it to the rim. No good. And the rebound for Yankton. Shooting in the first quarter. Yankton 9 of 13. Here on 2 of 10. That explains the lead. Webben for 3. Yes. Madison Webben with 3. And Yankton just blowing it open here. 25-7. 6.5 minutes to go in the first half. Been a tough first half for the orange and white. Hines into the front court. Dribbles back to the top of the key. Comes right, gets a screen from Kotz. Lob back to Shannon. Nice catch. She's at the key. Comes back right. Crossover. Lost the ball. Picked up by Corneman. Corneman going back the other way. Arteman chasing. Throws back to Hale. Hale hard to the hoop. No good, but a blocking call. Going to go on Emily Arteman. And two shots coming up for Yankton and Lindsay Hale. 6:06 to go in the first half. 25-7 Yankton. And Yankton scored the first 7 points of the game and really have not looked back. Two shots here for Lindsay Hale. First one is good. She has 3 points. Waiting to come in for Yankton is Bailey Corton. She'll come in for Hale if she converts on the second free throw. Second shot is good. 26-7, Yankton up 19. We're not even 10 minutes into the game. Yankton continues to show full court pressure. Now we have Glanzer checking in for Huron. She'll replace Shimke. So evidently, they thought they're going to have Gracie Schoenfelder for this game, but I don't see her on the bench, so she was ill, missed last night's game, thought she could go today, but game time decision, obviously not. Carissa Schroeder is on the floor for Huron. Into the front court comes Shannon Kotz. Crossover dribble, drives the paint, free throw line. Hines on the left wing, dumps it into Schroeder at the block. Underneath, tried to go with the reverse layup. She's fouled. Two shots coming up for Carissa Schroeder. 5:46 to go in the first half, and Yankton up 27-7. Remember, the boys' game fouls about 15 minutes after the conclusion of this game. Free throw is no good for Schroeder. Webben picks up the foul. That's her first. 16 foul in Yankton, so Huron will be in the bonus on the next Yankton foul. One more shot for the senior, Carissa Schroeder. And she does knock down the back end. Schroeder, we have two Dakota Wesleyan recruits on the floor. Schroeder going to Wesleyan for volleyball. Madison Tessier for Yankton going to Wesleyan for soccer. In the corner, Corton. She'll drive into the paint. Underneath, tried to go cross lane. Saved by Tessier. Comes up top. Open three for Wolfgram. No good. Schroeder grabs the rebound. 27-8. Yankton up here with 5:22 to go in the first half. Hines coming up the right side of the floor. Guarded closely by Wolfgram. She'll drive into the paint. Lost the ball. It's on the floor. Rolls away. Picked up by Yankton. With the steal was Hochstein down the floor running, and a nice play. Artiman from behind stripped the ball from Webben. It'll still be Yankton ball, but Artiman does hustle and prevents the layup. Hale back into the game for Yankton. Again, nearly every whistle, Trey Carrier is getting at least one new body on the floor. Been doing that most of the first half. Open three, Wolfgram got it. Peyton Wolfgram, her first bucket. Yankton's now hit four threes here in the first half, and they are up by 22. Yankton 30, Huron 8. Schroeder drives down the left side of the floor, whips it underneath, wide open. Glanzer for the layup. Lexi Glanzer with five. First field goal of the second quarter for Huron. 4:40 to go, first half. Hale on the right wing, goes high post. Hochstein back left. Here's the drive, Corton, jump stop, gives to Tessier, cross court, open three for Hale, is short, and rebound, rips around, and a foul going to go on Huron. Nobody could grab the loose ball. Foul, I believe, going to go on Glanzer. It's going to put Yankton to the free throw line. Maddie Hochstein will shoot two. Lexi Glanzer picks up her first, fourth team on Huron. 4:24 to go in the first half. Yankton up 30-10. And free throw here for Hochstein. First one is good. Hit the rim, went high in the air, fell through. Reagan Roselle comes in for the first time in the game. Started last night and played well in her first significant varsity action. One more shot for Hochstein. Hits them both. And it's a 22-point lead for Yankton with 4:24 to go in the first half. Hines with the ball in the backcourt. Yankton just applying the loose pressure, making Huron work to bring the ball up. Hines into the front court, bounce pass Glanzer, and Tessier nearly gets in there for the steal. And Yankton just being aggressive, jumping passes, and of course they're bringing a lot of bodies in, so they're staying a little fresher perhaps than what Huron is. And Huron, of course, played last night. No excuses. That's what the schedule is. Hines dribbles off to the right, comes back left to Glanzer. Now lobs it back to Hines. Top of the key is Schroeder. Thought about the three. Looking underneath. Now she'll spin. Nice move. Hard to the hoop. Gets fouled. Nice spin move at about the free throw line by Schroeder. And that slipped her through the double team. She'll get herself to the free throw line for two. Maddie Hochstein with the foul. And that'll be her first in the seventh team. But it's a shooting foul. Two here for Schroeder. First one is good. Carissa with 2 points. Both from the free throw line. And Sammy Schultz, the sophomore, comes in for the first time for Huron. Also played well last night off the bench for Huron. Just got called up to the varsity roster this past week. Second shot is good. Both free throws successful for Carissa Schroeder. We're inside of 4 minutes to go. First half, Yankton up 32-12. Cross court right side is Hale. We'll dump it baseline. Here's the drive by, and the reverse layup no good by Tessier, and Yankton can't save the ball from going out of bounds. And the ball will belong to Huron. Yankton still going to apply some pressure there in the backcourt. And we have a timeout on the floor. 3:43 to go in the first half. Yankton 32, Huron 12. We'll take a Big D's timeout of 1 minute on Dakota Sports, KOKK.
Wilbur Ellis is a leading provider of innovative solutions in plant protection, plant nutrition, and field technology. They offer premier products and one-on-one relationships with local field experts to help their customers grow. Wilbur Ellis is committed to bringing you and your operation new and innovative ideas. Contact your local Wilbur Ellis specialist today to find out how to maximize your return on investment. Wilbur Ellis wishes all area high school athletes the best of luck this season.
The outstanding player of the game is brought to you by Burger Plus. After 5 p.m., Burger Plus turns into a steakhouse. Black Canyon Angus ribeye, sirloin steaks, and the best jumbo shrimp around, all with a choice of potato salad and Texas toast. Top your salad with a choice of homemade dressings, including their famous ED Irma's dressing. Open 7 days a week, 11 a.m. till 9 p.m., Burger Plus, Dakota Avenue South in Huron.
Dakota Sports KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
3:36 to go in the first half. Yankton using a full timeout. Huron with the ball. Roselle. Top of the key is Glanzer and threw it away. Tried to get it over on the left wing to Schroeder, but it's picked out of there by Corton. Long pass up ahead to Reinhardt. Shot on the right wing. Good for Corton. Bailey Corton with another three. She's in double figures now with 11 points, 4 of 5 from the field. Yankton continues to build the lead now at 35-12. Nearing 3 minutes to go in the first half. Schultz tries to pass in the middle. In traffic is going to be slapped away by Reinhardt and stolen by Jessica. Cross court and the ball tipped away by Schultz, hustling back defensively. Yankton will still run the out-of-bounds play underneath their basket. 2:56 to go in the first half. Yankton on top, 35-12. Yankton not looking like a two-win team here this evening at the arena. Yankton looking to inbound, and Corneman will lob out Corton up top. Hale. Hale to the right side, couple of dribbles against the Huron zone. Left side, another three for Corton. She's feeling it. Drains the three. Four threes in the first half for Bailey Corton. 14 points, and Yankton up big, 38-12 with 2:39 to go in the first half. Roselle deep outside, overhand pass Schroeder on the right wing. Schroeder double team there in the corner and tried to dribble around. Going to come off the foot of Hale, and Huron will keep possession. Inbounds will come baseline to Schroeder. She'll curl around to the corner of the lane. Ball deflected, going to be stolen, and the release to Corton, and she's on the breakaway for the layup. And Huron going to have to use another timeout. 40-12, Yankton all over here on 2:20 to go in the first half. We'll take a Big D's timeout 1 minute on Dakota Sports.
Just imagine the body weight you always wanted, better health, being stronger, having more energy, an overall feeling of well-being. The first step is the Nordby Center for Recreation. Tour the facility, pick up a schedule of activities, and find out information on the membership that best fits your needs. Wellness, health, weight control, strength, and boosted metabolism. They can all be achieved at the Nordby Center. Join one of Huron's best-kept secrets, the Nordby Center for Recreation in Huron.
Have you received a fresh bouquet of flowers lately? What's that? You haven't? Well, why wait for someone to send you one? Call Walker's at 352-2100 and order up your favorite fresh flowers. When it's delivered, you could admit that you treated yourself, or you could use your acting skills and act surprised. Thank yourself for such a beautiful bouquet from Walker's Uptown Flower Shop in Huron. After all, you deserve it. That's Walker's Flower Shop in Huron at 352-2100.
Dakota Sports KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
Well, just been a very frustrating first half for the Huron Tigers, down 28 points and still 2:09 to go here in the second quarter. A trap on Glanzer falls down and a foul going to go on Yankton. Here comes four new girls into the game for Yankton as Trey Career has been doing waves of substitutions just about every whistle. Cammie Korneman with the foul. That'll be her first, and at the free throw line is Lexi Glanzer. Glanzer with 5 points to lead Huron in scoring. Check that, 6 points to lead Huron in scoring. We'll shoot the bonus here, 1-1. Remember, the girls have one day off, then it's back-to-back games again, Monday, Tuesday, out in Rapid. First free throw is good for Glanzer. One more shot. 40-13, Yankton. Second shot for Glanzer is short. Long rebound out. Down on the floor. We'll end up with a jump ball. Possession will go to Yankton. 2:04 to go, first half. And Yankton up 40-13. Into the game for Yankton is Tessier. Arteman, Kotz come in for Huron as Schultz and Roselle come off. And Yankton will bring the ball up. Wolf Graham will do the ball handling now for Yankton. Gets it off right side, Tessier. Now feeds down in the corner. Back up top, left side. Here's the feed, high post. Tessier kicks out in the corner, right side. Actually, that is, got some numbers mixed up here for Yankton. On the baseline, kick out, open three for Yankton. Webben, no good. Offensive rebound, Reinhardt, no good. Third try, Webben, Hochstein puts it up and in. And Yankton there crashing the boards after a couple of misses. 42-13. Minute 19 to go, first half, and there's a steal. Stepping into the passing lane, Anna Savey. She's down the floor. Nice bounce pass blocked away by Hines. It'll still be Yankton ball underneath, but another turnover, and Yankton got themselves into transition once again. Inbounds for Yankton. Lob will come all the way out up top to Webben. Come off left side, dumping Webben, looking inside, reverse around Wolf Graham. Now right side, Savey. Wolf Graham, top of the key, drives down into the paint. Patient set here by Yankton now, and the ball goes through the hands of Savey and out of bounds. Ball will turn over to Huron with 53 seconds to go in what's been a very long first half for Huron. Hines trying to get the offense, and there's going to be a reach-in call go against Peyton Wolfgram. That'll be her second foul. 42 seconds to go here in the first half. At the line will be Haven Hines, has 3 points on a long ball in the first quarter. This will be the bonus 1-1 for the 5'5 freshman, Haven Hines. Free throw is good. 4 points for Haven. Huron has hit only 3 field goals here in the first half, 2 of 10 in the first quarter, and well, just 1 of 3 in the second quarter. Huron has got to the free throw line some here in the second. Both free throws good for Hines. 42-15, Yankton with 39 seconds to go in the first half. Hale gets off left side in the corner. Goes to Reinhardt. She'll go underneath the basket, cut off, and stepped on the baseline as she was cut off on the baseline by Schroeder. Huron will get the ball back with 29 seconds to go, first half. Shot clock is off. Yankton again showing some loose pressure in the backcourt as Hines brings the ball up into the front court. Tries to get her on into the offense. Kotz comes around, and we have a foul away from the ball. It's going to go on Huron. I have no idea what happened there. Must have been a moving screen on Huron. It's going to go on Carissa Schroeder, and I did not see what happened there. That's her first. So 18.7, and Yankton looking to cap off what's been nearly a perfect first half for the team in red down there. They'll hold it for one shot here, I presume, with 9-8 seconds to go. Hale gets a screen. She'll take the 18-footer, top of the key, no good. Battle for the rebound on the floor, and we'll get a jump ball with 1/10 of a second left. And, of course, Huron ends up getting the possession arrow with 1/10 of a second where he can't do anything. And Yankton will get the ball, basically, to start the second half. So, nope, they're just going to say it's, yep, they do inbound it. That ends the first half. A rough start for the Huron girls. At halftime, it's Yankton 42, Huron 15. We'll take a Big D's timeout of 2 minutes. Back with our halftime on Dakota Sports.
Protective Coating Specialist Incorporated of Huron knows that the foundation of being successful is teamwork. That working hard, keeping the lines of communication always open, and starting as a team and finishing as a team is important. Whether that's working as a team in business or working as a team in sports, Protective Coating Specialist is proud to be a Huron Tiger sponsor. Call them at 461-1873. Protective Coating Specialist says, go get them, Tigers.
Tailgating before or after the big game is a time-honored tradition. Why not tailgate indoors at Ryan's Hangar in the Crossroads in Huron? Before or after Tiger home games is a great time to enjoy appetizers, dinner, and more at Ryan's Hangar. The restaurant and lounge are open nightly at 4 p.m. Make Ryan's your new tailgate tradition before and after home Tiger games. Ryan's Hangar Restaurant and the Ace Lounge in the Crossroads in Huron.
Well, we made it through the holiday specials, so what's up now at Prostrello's in Huron? Well, for starters, we have a few 2016 models that have to go. Here's a Chevy Malibu, loaded and supplier priced, plus 0% for 60 months, only $386 per month. Get a Chevy half-ton Cruze Z71, discounted over $10,000, only $39,822. A Chevy three-quarter-ton Cruze with the Duramax diesel, supplier priced at $54,210. We'll see you at Prostrello Chevy Buick GMC and Cadillac in Huron.
Remember when you were in school and your eyes were checked with the big E chart? Well, that chart is still in use even though it misses 70 to 80% of eye problems. Vision Care Associates reminds you that undetected vision problems may be the cause of reading problems. Make sure your child sees well before starting school this year. Call Dr. Kyle Porish at Vision Care Associates for an eye exam. Do all that you can to help your child. See the best.
You're listening to the Huron Tigers on Dakota Sports KIJV.
At the half, it's Yankton leading Huron 42-15. We'll get to the stats and check out some scores here coming up shortly. Let's do our Huron Tiger halftime report. Huron Tiger wrestlers are at Chamberlain for an invitational today. Rankings that came out earlier this week for Class A had Huron with six wrestlers ranked in their respective weight classes. Dane and Huber ranked 8th at 120. Chip Schillingstad 5th at 132. Trent Frankham 2nd at 152. Nick Christensen 8th at 160. Wyatt Larson 7th at 182. Marshall Simons ranked 6th at 220. Huron tied for 8th in the team rankings for this week. That's your Huron Tiger halftime report. We'll take a Big D's timeout of 2 minutes. Come back with halftime stats as Yankton leads the girls game here 42-15. 2 minutes on Dakota Sports, Tiger 95.
Stop into Farmers Cash Food Do It Center for your next project. Whether your project is on the farm or home, from barbed wire to kitchen cabinets, Do It Best buying power of over 4,000 stores in 30 countries can help. If you can't make it into the store, check out our website. You can have your product of choice shipped to the store or to your house. Remember Farmers Cash Food Do It Center for your next project.
Give me a hammer, hand me a saw. I'm not slowing down till I've done it all. I love saving money and time at the Do It Center store.
If you're recovering from illness or injury, your goal is to be good as new. You'll be back to your old self again if you choose to rehab with our rehabilitation experts. Our facilities feature expert medical care, trained specialists, and the helping hand you need. Make it all the way back. Choose the right place to rehab. Huron Regional Medical Center. Quality health care close to home. Online at huronregional.org.
Stay informed on what's happening at Huron Community Campus. Text the word campus to 42330. Receive messages for upcoming meetings, announcements, events, and cancellations. Text the word campus to 42330 and receive automatic messages about Huron Community Campus. Great for students or anyone interested in campus activities. For the latest Huron Community Campus information, text campus to 42330.
Riverview Lanes now has a new automatic scoring system, transforming the bowling industry. Enjoy classic bowling plus interactive games that give traditional bowling the look and feel of video games. Try the five-frame mad games like Monster Factory, Character Factory, or Archery. Destroy your opponent's castle playing Battle on the Lanes. Take a selfie and play U-Tunes. Pizza, pop, and bowling hourly packages are available. Call Riverview Lanes at 352-0611 to reserve a lane today.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV are your home for Huron Tiger Sports.
Halftime here at the Huron Arena, and Yankton girls have not looked back in this one. Scored the first 7 points of the game, had the lead up to double digits before the end of the first quarter, and they lead by 27 at the half, 42-15 for Yankton, 16 for Bailey Corton, 6 of 7 from the field. 6 points for Jessica Reinhardt and Maddie Hochstein. 4 points, Madison Tessier and Lindsay Hale. 3 points, Peyton Wolfgram and Madison Webben. For Huron, just 3 girls in the score column. Lexi Glanzer, 7. Haven Hines, 5. Carissa Schroeder with 3 points. Shooting in the first half, Huron just 13 shots in 16 minutes of play. Huron only had 3 shot attempts in the second quarter. Huron 3 of 13, 23%. Yankton, 15 of 26. For 58%, they were 9 of 13 in the first quarter, 6 of 13 in the second quarter. Free throw shooting, Yankton 6 for 6 from the free throw line. Huron is 8 of 10 on the free throw opportunities. So that's your halftime stats here. And Yankton leading 42-17. We'll take another Big D's timeout of 2 minutes. Check out some scores and get set for our second half in the girls' game. 2 minutes after 6 o'clock here, KIJV AM-FM Huron. Timeout 2 minutes on Dakota Sports, Tiger 95.
Hey, it's a new year. How about a new home? Contact Real Estate Connection in Huron for listings, or you can also follow Real Estate Connection on Facebook and Instagram. It's a new year. Get a new home with Real Estate Connection in Huron.
With nearly 130 stores in 12 states, Slumberland has the buying power to bring you the best values from the nation's top furniture brands. Slumberland is America's number one dealer for Lazy Boy furniture and the Midwest's largest retailer for Sealy, Simmons, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic mattresses. And Slumberland of Huron and Mitchell are locally owned and operated by a staff made up of your friends and neighbors. So for America's top brands, great local service, and the guaranteed lowest prices, turn to Slumberland of Huron and Mitchell.
The doctors and staff at Carr Chiropractic Clinic know the importance of athletes competing at their best and understand the team's success depends on the health of each player. A quick recovery from an injury starts with a proper diagnosis, which leads to the best treatment. At Carr Chiropractic Clinic, doctors and staff are specially trained and educated to diagnose and treat sport injuries. They have extended office hours, including evenings and Saturdays. Carr Chiropractic Clinic, your sports injury headquarters.
Dairy Queen of Huron is open every day for lunch and dinner. Try their mouth-watering grill burgers or their delicious DQ bakes with chicken or turkey. Philly cheese dogs, kids' meals, salads, onion rings, and cheese curds. Don't forget their famous chicken strip basket. Head to Dairy Queen of Huron on Lincoln Avenue across from the South Dakota State Fairgrounds. Have a birthday or a special event coming up? Order their DQ cakes or a DQ blizzard cake. See Barb and her friendly crew at Dairy Queen for lunch or dinner. Dairy Queen, fan food, not fast food.
You're listening to the Huron Tigers on Dakota Sports KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
And we're back here at the arena. Let's do a Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. Games in progress. At halftime, girls, Aberdeen leads Harrisburg 26-24. Into the third quarter, boys, Aberdeen 46, Harrisburg 36. Final, boys, Rapid City Central 60, Sioux Falls Roosevelt 48. final girls, Rapid City Stevens 45, O'Gorman 43. And final for boys, O'Gorman 71, Rapid City Stevens 65. The Hanson Classic today, Chester boys handed Woolsey Wessington their first loss of the season, 66-56 for the Warbirds. Bennett White 16 points, Austin Chemnitz added 11. That's your Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update as we get ready to go with our second half. Remember, the boys' game will follow, I believe, 15 minutes after the conclusion of this game, or they may wait, actually start it at 7 o'clock. Sometimes they do that as well, but we'll cross that bridge when it gets here. For the Huron Tiger girls, they just want to get something positive going here, something to give them a little confidence, because that first half was definitely nothing they're going to put in their highlight books, as not much of anything went right in that first half. Yankton will have possession as we begin play in the third quarter. Like I said, that was another just a terrible break for Huron. They call a jump ball with 1/10 of a second left in the first half, and Huron basically burned the possession because of that. Yankton with the ball first, start the third quarter of play. Tessier goes cross court, Hale on the wing. Back up top, reverse it, Tessier right side, she'll drive, baseline, kick in the middle, nice pass, gets it to Korneman for the bucket, good ball movement, and an easy hoop for Yankton to open the second half. They're up by 29. There's a near steal, but Haynes controls, open three, Artiman on the right wing, front of the rim, gets the shooter's roll, first bucket of the game for Emily Artiman. Three ball, and it's 44-18, Yankton. 7:20 to go in the third quarter. Left side is Hale. Gets back up top, Corton. She'll drive into the paint. Kicks out in the corner for Hale. Can't get the shot off. She'll bring it back cross court. Tessier. In the middle is Korneman. Back to Tessier. Back up top, Corton. Tessier will drive baseline, feed in the middle, and threw it away. Threw it right to Haven Hines, trying to hit Korneman. Haven in the front court slows it up. Numbers aren't there for her, and she'll set up the offense for Huron. Hines backs it out there on the left wing. Gets it to Shannon Kotz on the elbow. Up top, Schroeder, Carissa looking for some movement. Now backs her way in on Seiler. Back up top, three for Glanzer. No good. Rebound though, Kotz hard to the hoop for two. Shannon Kotz with the offensive rebound and put back. 44-20, Huron trying to get a little life here to start the second half. Yankton running the offense. Huron stays in the 3-2 zone. Corton, Tessier on the right wing. Goes high post, Korneman. Flips back out to Tessier. Korneman will drive into the paint. Has an open 12-footer. Knocks it down. Korneman did not score in the first half, but hits two shots here to open the second half for the Gazelles. 46-20, Yankton. High post is Schroeder. She's right at the free throw line with Seiler on her. She'll drive down with the right hand, put up the shot from the block. Too strong. Rebound weak side to Tessier. Stop and pop, Corton in the paint. No good. And Hines gets the rebound. Hines, or Corton with that miss equals all the misses she had in the first half. Three ball for Schroeder. Step back on the right side. That's her first field goal of the game. Has 6 points. And it's 46-23, Yankton doubling up here on here, and at least getting a little life here, scoring 8 points here already in the third quarter, a pair of threes. Korneman open from 15, baseline knocks it down, we're just leaving Korneman open, and she's hit three wide open shots. Timeout on the floor, 5:13 to go, third quarter, 48-23 Yankton. We'll take a Big D's timeout of 30 on Dakota Sports.
Hi, I'm Dr. Megan Hartman with Huron Eye Clinic. Glaucoma is a disease that causes progressive damage to the eye's optic nerve. It is the second leading cause of blindness in the U.S. Since there are no symptoms in the early stages, the disease often goes undetected. The best way to prevent vision loss from glaucoma is through a comprehensive eye exam. Glaucoma can often be treated through medication or surgery, but early detection is key. Schedule an eye exam today by calling Huron Eye Clinic at 352-4181.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV.
5:13 to go in the third quarter. Yankton using a 30-second timeout, and they lead 48-23. They've been up comfortably pretty much from the start of this one. Huron into the offense, going to the far end of the floor. Kotz out on the right side. Looking inside, popping up top of the key, Glanzer. Swinging around left side, Hines. Low post inside, Schroeder. Goes to the block, no good, but she'll get herself to the free throw line and shoot two. Schroeder was 3 of 4 from the free throw line in the first half.
Foul will go on
Madison Webben, her second foul. Schroeder off on the first free throw. As again, Yankton rotates a lot of girls in and out. Wolfgram into the game for Yankton. Tessier was out briefly, back in. I see Webben. Well, Webben just had the foul. She's back in the game. Second shot is good. 1 out of 2 for Schroeder. She has 7 points. She and Glanzer tied for the Huron lead on points. 48-24 Yankton. 4:45 to go, third quarter. Up top, Yankton. That's Reinhardt back into the game. Wolfgram, left wing. Up top, Tessier. Reverse it right side, Webben. Webben, step back, 18-footer. Front of the iron, no good. Offensive rebound for Tessier. She can't go. Third try, up and in. Boy, just not blocking out at all, it seems like. And Tessier just had free looks at the basket there until it went in. 50-24, Yankton. Way outside, Hines finds Kotz on the left wing. Shannon, almost traveled, lobs it to Schroeder off her hand. She'll hustle, get it in the corner. Feed down low to Glanzer, and a push going to come underneath on Webben. Nope, that's Wolfgram. Wolfgram with the foul. That'll be her third. With 4:03 to go, third quarter. Yankton up 50-24. Hale back in for Yankton as Huron will run the out-of-bounds play. Far into the floor. Pass will come in to Schroeder, a little behind her, going to be stolen by Hale. Up the floor, she goes through traffic, will take it in for the breakaway layup. Hale with 6 points. Yankton continues to extend the lead. 3:50 to go, third quarter. Hines, high post, it goes to Schroeder. Schroeder, one dribble, lobs to Glanzer, goes up with the left hand, hit it. How, boy, nice give and go there. Shots just don't want to fall sometimes. That was a case there. Hale on the drive. Baseline feeds back in the middle. That's Reinhardt. Goes hard to the hoop. Put it up short. I think we're going to get a foul on Huron. And that will put Jessica Reinhardt to the line to shoot two. 3:28 to go. Third quarter. 52-24 Yankton. Foul is on Shannon Kotz. Her first. First team on Huron in the second half. Free throw is good. For Reinhardt, she has 7 points off the bench. Reagan Roselle comes in for Shannon Kotz on the Huron side. It's like Seiler's getting set to come back in for Yankton. Second shot is in and out, no good for Reinhardt. Nobody grabs the rebound. Yankton will get possession. Oh, it just bounced there and nobody went after it. Yankton will keep possession of the ball. Webben. Deep on the right wing, gets it up top. Tessier spins, gets away from Hines. Free throw line jumper, in and out, no good. And Reinhardt comes out with the loose ball again. Here's the drive by Tessier, and she'll come right down the lane and bank it in for two. Madison Tessier with 8 points. 55-24, Yankton inside of 3 minutes to go, third quarter. Hines gets a screen, dribbles off to the right in the corner, and a foul going to go on Yankton. As Seiler and Corton come back into the game for the Gazelles, Korneman and Savey come in as well. Foul is on Hale, that's her second and the third team on Yankton. Inbounds on the baseline. Lob will come all the way out. Top of the key to Hines. Now Glanzer. Back door to Hines. Baseline. Her fadeaway from 15 is good. Haven Hines with 7 points. First bucket for her in the second half. Savey on the drive. Attacks the basket. Goes around the defender. No good. Rebound. And Huron can't come up with the rebound again. It'll be Yankton ball. Inbounds for the Gazelles on the baseline. Comes out to Corton. She'll drive the paint. Leave it underneath. Seiler with an easy boop. Missed it. On the rebound, she'll get fouled. Boy, Corton just drew the double team. Flipped it to a Seiler. Missed the bunny, but got her own rebound. And will get a pair of free throws. Seiler, 6'5". Again, I would guess she is the tallest girl in South Dakota basketball this year. First free throw is good. First point of the game for Seiler. 56-26, Yankton's lead at 30 with 2:24 to go, third quarter. Second shot is good. Seiler hits them both. Yankton, well, just not much has went wrong. They've only missed one free throw tonight. They're 9 of 10 from the free throw line for the game. Hines gets here on into the offense as Roselle Wright comes back left to Hardeman deep on the left side. Gets a screen from Schroeder, stops. Comes right side to Roselle. Roselle gets a screen, top of the key. Schroeder will fire it underneath. Glanzer gets open, but oh, missed the shot. Gets her own rebound, up and in. Glanzer almost looked like she lost it on the way up, but just stayed with the play. Got her own rebound and banked it in. She has 9. 57-28, minute 50 to go, third quarter. Up top, reverse it right side. Corton had an open look at the three. She'll drive instead. Lost the ball. Goes through Seiler's hands, and we're going to get a jump ball. Possession will go to Huron as Hardeman grabbed it. Got tied up underneath by Savey. It'll be Huron ball. Minute 39 to go, third quarter, 57-28 Yankton. Again, the boys' game will follow. Yankton is not pressed here in the second half with the big lead. As Hines comes left to Hardeman. Picked there by Schroeder. There's the feedback to Schroeder, and she'll try to fire it underneath. It was deflected by Yankton, which is fortunate for Huron because I don't think that pass was going to get there anyway. And Yankton, or Huron, excuse me, will inbound on the baseline. Hardeman trying to find somebody. We'll lob it all the way up. Glanzer goes up. Lost it. Rolls out of bounds off her foot. Turnover to Yankton. Minute 21 to go, third quarter. Corton will bring Yankton into the offense. Savey gets it up top. Corneman. Corneman right side. Corton. Corton looking inside. Seiler at the low post. Double team. Shoots over it. Back of the rim. No good. The ball tipped out. And Savey going to get it. Going to be tied up. We're going to have a foul on Roselle. For Roselle, Reagan will pick up her first and the third team on Huron. Cots in for Huron as Hardeman comes off the floor with a minute one to go, third quarter. Inbounds comes up top, Corton, right side. Here's the drive by Yankton. Flip in the middle for Seiler. Her shot in the paint short, and the ball going to be deflected. Last touch by Yankton as Reinhardt couldn't come up with the handle, battling Cots for the rebound. 53 seconds to go in the third quarter, and 57-28 Yankton. Drive to the left, that is Hine. She's going to cut to the basket, go hard to the hoop, knocked away from behind by Seiler. Huron will maintain possession, run the out-of-bounds play on the far end of the floor. Lob comes all the way out, Schroeder. Now Glanzer on the right side, back to Schroeder. Open three. Back of the rim, no good. Reinhardt with the rebound. Reinhardt coming up the middle of the floor. Now stops, comes right side, Corton. Corton into the paint. Nice spin move. Got away from Roselle. Banks it in. Missed it. Seiler with the rebound. Can't get the put back and will foul on the ensuing rebound. Seiler will pick up her first foul. Second foul, excuse me. Fourth team on Yankton, 21 seconds to go, third quarter, so shot clock is off. Bounce pass comes left side to Glanzer. Cross court, Hines. Hines goes high post, Schroeder. Kick out, Roselle. Roselle cross court and throws it away. Corton with the steal, and she's coming down. Trying to go in for the layup, leans in for two. And beat the buzzer in the process. Corton with the bucket to beat the buzzer. And we head to the fourth quarter. It's Yankton 59, Huron 28. Big D's timeout, 1 minute on Dakota Sports, KOKK.
Stop in for a free insurance review at Pearson Anderson Insurance, handling insurance needs for auto, home, farm, business, and life. It only makes good sense for you to call Farmers Union Insurance Agent Pearson Anderson in Huron. Pearson Anderson offers the benefit of a company doing business in rural America for over 50 years that stand by the slogan, Insuring a Brighter Tomorrow. Give them a call today.
Wilbur Ellis is a leading provider of innovative solutions in plant protection, plant nutrition, and field technology. They offer premier products and one-on-one relationships with local field experts to help their customers grow. Wilbur Ellis is committed to bringing you and your operation new and innovative ideas. Contact your local Wilbur Ellis specialist today to find out how to maximize your return on investment. Wilbur Ellis wishes all area high school athletes the best of luck this season.
Dakota Sports KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
We head to the fourth quarter. Yankton in control, plus they have the ball first to start the fourth quarter. Left side, we go on the wing to Webben up top, free throw line, and there's the drive by Tessier. Missed the shot, rebound Kotz. Kotz will bring the ball up herself as Huron has the ball for the first time in the fourth quarter. Comes off left side, Arteman. Or excuse me, that's Kayla Shimke back into the game. Shimke now Hines, left elbow. Hines, top of the key. Comes right side, Shimke. Now Glanzer on the wing. Glanzer looking inside, drives, fell down, lost the ball, rolls it out, and somehow got it to Shimke. Her shot no good. A rebound underneath for Yankton. Gazelles in the front court. Hale feeds a baseline. Webben, open 15-footer is good. Madison Webben with five. And Yankton extends the lead here with 7 minutes to go in the game. Boys game again will follow here on Tiger 95. In the corner, there is the cut down low to Kotz on the baseline. Lost, or had it blocked on the way up. She'll get to the free throw line as a foul is called on Yankton. First trip to the free throw line for Kotz tonight.
Fouls on number 34, Lindsey Hale, her third.
Got to do the shot chart at the quarter break. Yankton 7 of 16 from the field. Free throw is good for Kotz. Huron shot a little better there in the third quarter, 5 of 11, and actually got 11 shots off, which is good. Both free throws are good for Kotz. She has 4 points. 61-30, Yankton, 6:43 to go in the game. Drive by Hale, baseline, goes with the step and scoop for two. Lindsey Hale with eight. And it's 63-30, Yankton. 6.5 minutes to go in the game. Kotz, left side, up top it comes to Shimke. Shimke, Roselle on the left side. Reagan, cross court, right side. Glanzer in the corner to Hines. Hines on the wing. Gets a screen, she'll drive the other way, and a blocking call going to go on Wolfgram. That'll be her fourth. And the sixth team foul on Yankton. Next one puts Huron in the bonus. We'll see how much longer Stobbs goes with some of the starters here, since they got two more games in the next 3 days on Monday, Tuesday, and Rapid. In the corner, Roselle, she's got the three, back of the rim, no good. Rebound weak side by Wolfgram. Yankton drive, here's Webben, hard to the hoop, got fouled, and she'll go to the line. Madison Webben to shoot two. Foul go on Lexi Glanzer, that'll be her second. And here comes five new Gazelles, going to check in after, well, four of them will check in after the first free throw here by Webben, which is good. Webben with 6 points. Yankton's had, what, nine girls score, it looks like? So four new girls in, one waiting to come in for Webben. Second shot is good, gets them both. So let's see, Savey, Korneman on the floor, Corton, Reinhardt, and Seiler. The five on the floor now for Yankton. Huron counters with Roselle, Hines, Glanzer, Shimke, and Kotz. Kotz with the ball. Left side gets a screen. There's the roll. They get it inside to Shimke. Kick out three for Roselle. In and out. Boy, Reagan has rimmed it out twice. Did that a couple times last night in Watertown. Up the floor, Savey. Drive. Stop. Shoots. Count it. He's fouled. Anna Savey to the line. Her first bucket of the game. She'll have a chance for the old-fashioned three-point play. What do they call a charge? Oh, they called a charge. Take it up. Take that back. Charge on Savey. No points for Yankton. 65-30 Gazelles with 5:34 to go in the game. And Lexi Glanzer comes off limping a bit, and that's probably going to be it for her. So again, she's in a little pain, and that's just going to be an ongoing thing for Lexi with that knee that was surgically repaired last summer. Arteman back into the game. Hines with the ball. Gives to Kotz. Top of the key. Three is off the mark. Rebound ricochets right back to Shannon. Shannon, a good job of following her shot in. Got the bank shot for two. 6 points for Shannon. All here in the second half. So we hit 5 minutes to go in the game. 65-32. On the left wing, and there's the steal by Hines. Stepped in front of Korteman. Haven down the floor. Will go in. Got bumped. And they're going to wave off the shot. And say she got bumped because she did come to a jump stop. And the official says that the foul came before she released the shot. So that'll put Haven Hines to the line to shoot the bonus. 1-1 for Haven Hines. Yankee got Wade stopped just looking at the official. Come on, we're down by 30. 33 to be exact. Give us a call. So it'll be the bonus here, 1-1 for Hines. And, of course, she misses the free throw. Rebound out and scramble, jump ball, and it'll stay down on the Huron end. 4:50 to go in the game. And Huron been trailing this one all the way. Yankton scored the first 7 points of the game and really haven't looked back. Top of the key is Hines. Now she has a lane. She'll drive. Kick out. Roselle open from 18 on the baseline. No good. Rebound tipped around. Going to come down to Shimke. Her putback won't go. Kotz can't get it to go. Three shots. No points. And Huron comes out with a steal. Keeps it alive. Well, we're getting a little hustle out there from some Huron girls. Hines getting double teamed out there. Threw it behind Roselle, but saving it is Arteman. But she traveled with it. I think basically switched the pivot feet trying to come to a stop. So Yankton will get the ball off the turnover with 4:22 to go in the game. 65-32. Gazelles on top. Corton sets it up, and I think Yankton's played everybody that's available. They got other girls on the bench, but I assume they're probably out of quarters from the lower level games. I could be wrong on that. Low post inside Seiler. Turnaround shot is short. Rebound slapped away and will belong to Huron, and we'll have a new five come in for Yankton. 4:01 to go in the ball game, and Yankton leading Huron 65-32. Hines lost her dribble near the timeline. Kotz comes up to help out, gets the ball, gets a screen from Arteman. Dribbles right, flips back to Emily in the corner. Hines for three, left wing is good. Haven Hines with a three, and that puts her in double figures with 10 points. 65-35 Yankton, 3.5 minutes to go, low post. Inside, powering away up 4-2 is Hochstein for Yankton. She has eight. Just posted up and went hard to the hoop with 3:23 to go in the game. Kotz on deep on the left side. Gets a screen from Arteman. Now looks back left. Bounce pass to Arteman. Takes the three. A long three is good. Emily, it's a deep three. She has six on a pair of threes here in the second half. 67-38 Yankton, hitting 3 minutes to go in the ball game. Low post inside. Here's the drive by Yankton. And the bank shot is good for Hochstein. She's in double figures with 10 off the bench. Yankton's got a lot of girls. Well, really, they played 9 girls consistently, and I'd bet the minutes are fairly close to even for those 9 girls. Arteman High post, the ball tipped away by Hochstein, who's going to come up with the loose ball, and nobody will, as Tessier could not catch up to it, and the ball will belong to the Huron Tigers with 2:35 to go in the game. And our boys' game will follow. We'll see if they go 15 minutes or they put a little extra time, because this game's going to get over pretty quickly here. And they are going to bring those girls off the end of the bench into the game for the last couple of minutes for Yankton. I was thinking maybe since they hadn't been in, they were out of quarters, but they are going to come in at the next whistle. And, oh, the shot clock running out. I didn't even see it myself. And that's going to bring a new quintet of girls in for Yankton. And they'll probably play out the string with this lineup. Yankton just good, balanced scoring. They've scored 69 points, have two girls in double figures. The corner right side, here's a drive, and don't have all these names written down because I ran out of room on my score sheet. Steal by Hines, though. She comes to left side, takes a three. No good. Rebound tipped down, and Yankton controls. Huron going to going to bring in four at the next whistle. Open three, top of the key. Wolfgram, no good. Rebound, and everybody in. Wolfgram keeps the dribble going and comes out of it. Good hustle by Wolfgram. Yankton keeps possession. Wolfgram going to be fouled and go to the free throw line. Or they just call. Okay, it was a foul, but Yankton's not in the bonus yet. Foul was on Artiman, her second, and she'll leave the game now. So Huron comes in with some new girls. Jordan Adams, Brooke Leptine into the game. Caitlin McNeil inbounds underneath, and the shot up and good for Aurora Papstein, who just checked into the game for Yankton. 71-38, McNeil has Adams on the right wing, gets a screen from Leptine, looks inside, comes outside Roselle. Feed down low to Schultz. She'll shoot, have it blocked, but get herself to the free throw line. Two shots on the way for sophomore Sammy Schultz. Schultz will get two here, it looks like. First one is no good. One more shot for Schultz, and she'll hit one out of two. Kurtz Heating Cooling scoreboard update to have a final in boys basketball as Aberdeen defeated Harrisburg 69-52. Underneath, we're going to have a foul on Huron as Leptine was trying to tie up Kylie Rodig for Yankton, and Rodig, well, we're still not in the bonus here yet till the next foul on Huron, so Yankton will just run the out-of-bounds play. Inbounds down low, and a push going to go on Huron, and Aurora Papstein will go to the line and shoot the bonus, unless they called her in the act. Nope, they're going to say bonus, 1-1. Foul on Leptine is her second. So Yankton going to win the girls' game here. Boys' game will follow. Free throw is good, and Papstein with 3 points here in the last part of this game, and gets one more free throw. Second shot is good. Hits them both.
Two at the line. Aurora Papstein.
73-39 Yankton as we hit 1 minute to go in the game. Roselle up to the top of the key has Adams on the wing. Adams, couple of dribbles to the right. Back up top, McNeil. McNeil, crossover dribble into the paint, lost the ball, and will end up with a jump ball possession to Yankton. 53 seconds to go in the game. Wolfgram still in the game. She's running the offense for Yankton. Comes right side, Rodig, down low inside to Savey. Her little jump hook rims in and out. Rebound underneath and a foul again going to go on Huron as Yankton continues to control the boards. Going to the free throw line will be Wolfgram. Has 3 points in the game. Hit a three in the first half. Believe she's getting two shots off of this. 39 seconds to go in the game. Foul on Jordan Adams, her first. Free throw good for Wolfgram. One more shot for the freshman. Wolfgram, Webben, both freshmen, and played major minutes in Yankton's win here tonight. Second free throw no good. Another offensive board. Papstein brings it back out. See what Yankton does here. They have about 3 seconds different shot clock, game clock. We have a whistle and another foul on Huron. Wow. It's taken a while to get this final minute off the clock. To the free throw line for Yankton is Maddie Cordell. Foul on McNeil is her second. Bonus and the free throw no good. Long rebound out and Roselle comes out with it, and then a foul going to go on Yankton. That'll put Reagan Roselle to the line to shoot two shots as Yankton 10th team foul in the double bonus. Free throw for Roselle is off the mark. No good. She'll get one more. 28 seconds to go, so the shot clock is off. Second shot is in and out. No good. Rebound tipped around, and Papstein comes out with it. We'll see if Yankton just runs the clock here. Now Wolfgram into the front court. Gets off right side. Savey will lob inside. The ball tapped away on the floor. Get it back out top. Yankton works the perimeter. They will drive baseline and a whistle and out of bounds and was slapped away by Huron with 9.7 to go here in the game. Inbounds baseline. Yankton goes underneath the basket and we call a foul with 5.9 left. To the free throw line is Kylie Rodig. She'll shoot two. Foul on Brooke Leptine. Free throw is good. As another Yankton girl into the scorebook, it's Kylie Rodig. One more shot for the junior Rodig. Hits them both. And final seconds here. Long shot for Schultz. No good. And that will end the ball game. And Yankton picks up the victory. The final, Yankton 76, Huron 39. Big D's timeout of 2 minutes. We'll do a very quick Gary's L Auto Glass post game, then get right to the pregame here for our boys game between Huron and Yankton coming up. Big D's timeout, 2 minutes. Gary's L Auto Glass post game on Dakota Sports.
Have you received a fresh bouquet of flowers lately? What's that? You haven't? Well, why wait for someone to send you one? Call Walker's at 352-2100 and order up your favorite fresh flowers. When it's delivered, you could admit that you treated yourself, or you could use your acting skills and act surprised. Thank yourself for such a beautiful bouquet from Walker's Uptown Flower Shop in Huron. After all, you deserve it. That's Walker's Flower Shop in Huron at 352-2100.
Protective Coating Specialist Incorporated of Huron knows that the foundation of being successful is teamwork. That working hard, keeping the lines of communication always open, and starting as a team and finishing as a team is important. Whether that's working as a team in business or working as a team in sports, Protective Coating Specialist is proud to be a Huron Tiger sponsor. Call them at 461-1873. Protective Coating Specialist says, go get them, Tigers.
Tailgating before or after the big game is a time-honored tradition. Why not tailgate indoors at Ryan's Hangar in the Crossroads in Huron? Before or after Tiger home games is a great time to enjoy appetizers, dinner, and more at Ryan's Hangar. The restaurant and lounge are open nightly at 4 p.m. Make Ryan's your new tailgate tradition before and after home Tiger games. Ryan's Hangar Restaurant and the Ace Lounge in the Crossroads in Huron.
Well, we made it through the holiday specials, so what's up now at Prostrello's in Huron? Well, for starters, we have a few 2016 models that have to go. Here's a Chevy Malibu, loaded and supplier priced, plus 0% for 60 months, only $386 per month. Get a Chevy half-ton Cruze Z71, discounted over $10,000, only $39,822. A Chevy three-quarter-ton Crew with the Duramax diesel, supplier priced at $54,210. We'll see you at Prostrolo Chevy, Buick, GMC, and Cadillac in Huron.
Dakota Sports KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
A tough night all around for the Huron Tiger girls, as they never lead in the game in Yankton Cruises to a 76-39 win over Huron. Run down on the scoring here on the Gary's Hill Auto Glass post game for Yankton. Boy, they just had a ton of girls. Let's see, 11 girls scored, 18 for Bailey Corton, 10 points for Maddie Hochstein, 8 points for Madison Tessier, Lindsay Hale, 7 points for Madison Webben and Jessica Reinhardt, 6 points for Cammie Corneman, 4 for Peyton Wolfgram, and for Aurora Papstein, and 2 points for Kylie Rodig and for Josie Seiler. For Huron, 10 points for Haven Hines, 9 for Lexi Glanzer, 7 for Carissa Schroeder, 6 Shannon Cox, Emily Arteman, and a free throw for Sammy Schultz. Shooting in the game, Huron 11 of 36 for 31%. Yankton went 27 of 51 for 53%. Yankton 16 of 19 from the free throw line. Huron went 12 of 19 from the free throw line. So those are the final totals here. And Yankton comes out with the win. Yankton now 3-8 on the season. Huron drops to a 2-8. Again, Huron a day of rest tomorrow, then back-to-back games for the makeups out in the Black Hills. Monday, Tuesday, Rapid City Stevens Monday, and Rapid City Central Tuesday. Both games will be heard over or right here on Tiger 95. So one game in the books, and it's time now for our pregame report for the Huron Tiger boys, Huron Tigers, Yankton Bucks meeting for the first time this season. Kind of interesting in the schedule. Huron is done with Watertown and with Brookings. Seems to me we're done with somebody else. Oh, Brandon Valley as well. We're done with those three schools and still have yet to play Yankton or Harrisburg. We'll get our first meeting with Yankton tonight. Yankton, of course, a lot of publicity early because they had the big 6'6", eighth grader Matthew Moores, but Matthew is out tonight. He turned an ankle late in their loss Tuesday against Sioux Falls O'Gorman, and he is on the DL for tonight. So the kid's going to have to pick up. He's been their leading scorer on the season, and it also makes Yankton a much smaller team as well. For the Huron Tigers, they're coming off a grinded out 49-44 win over Watertown last night, and so they have to turn around and play in 24 hours here, where Yankton's been off since Tuesday, and Coach Tim Budnagan told me that is a bit of a concern here coming into this game. He wants his guys to come out with energy again tonight. Talk to both coaches, Chris Haynes of Yankton, Tim Budnagan of Huron. Those interviews coming up after this Big D's timeout on Dakota Sports, Tiger 95.
Protective Coating Specialist Incorporated of Huron knows that the foundation of being successful is teamwork, that working hard, keeping the lines of communication always open, and starting as a team and finishing as a team is important, whether that's working as a team in business or working as a team in sports. Protective Coating Specialist is proud to be a Huron Tiger sponsor. Call them at 461-1873. Protective Coating Specialist says, go get 'em, Tigers!
Tailgating before or after the big game is a time-honored tradition. Why not tailgate indoors at Ryan's Hangar in the Crossroads in Huron? Before or after Tiger home games is a great time to enjoy appetizers, dinner, and more at Ryan's Hangar. The restaurant and lounge are open nightly at 4 p.m. Make Ryan's your new tailgate tradition before and after home Tiger games. Ryan's Hangar Restaurant and the Ace Lounge in the Crossroads in Huron.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV.
Get our scouting report on the Yankton boys now as they visit our Huron Tigers tonight. And Chris Haynes, head coach of Yankton, they come in with a record of 4-6. And Chris, just some of your thoughts here. You're at the middle point of the season, 4-6. Some experience, some young kids too, and talk about the season so far.
Yeah, it's kind of been a little bit of an up and down season, but for the most part, we like how we've been competitive in pretty much every game. Had a chance to win pretty much every game except for the last time out against Sioux Falls or Gorman. They're pretty good and got up on us pretty good. And we did cut it to 10 right there, with about a minute to go in the third quarter. And then they finished the quarter on us and got up 18. But overall, like I said, we've had a chance to basically win every game and been in every game. So halfway through the season, we like where we're at. But obviously, it's still just end of January, long ways to go. And, hopefully we can keep improving and be playing our best basketball here in a couple weeks.
Well, now let's talk about this team, and I guess we'll address the first thing first. The eighth grader Matthew Moores has drawn a lot of publicity this year, but not playing tonight. Turned an ankle right at the end of the game against O'Gorman, and just hold him out for now.
Yeah, he's day to day and it's pretty sore. Like we said, if it was a district tournament or something like that, we'd probably tape it up and give it a go. But where we're at in the season right now, we're just not quite worth it. So we'll give him some more rest on it and see how he does after the weekend, being off of it, and reevaluate him on Monday.
We'll talk about the kids that you do have out there on the floor tonight. I do see a lot of names I recognize. You got experience.
Yeah, that's the thing. We only have a couple seniors, three seniors total, and Stevenson and Leader play a lot for us and start. But then, it's kind of a weird dynamic that we're kind of a young team, but we have some experience, which you don't see a lot at our level. So a little different dynamic at that point, but we count on obviously Wolf Graham at the point has done a nice job for us, and Riken, and the Krejci brothers, so all those underclassmen, we count on them to be productive for us, and obviously with Matthew out and his scoring punch not in the lineup tonight, we're going to be counting on those guys even more.
Talk about Huron, what do you know about the Tigers?
Very skilled. That's the first thing that comes to mind. Tim does such a great job with them. They're always well coached and always a tough basketball team. But, this year, really just think they're very skilled. They're starters, all five of them can shoot, all five of them can dribble. They're really good passers, play really good in transition. So, we got our hands full. We think the Evers kid is one of the better kids in the state, one of the better players in the state. Just such a tough matchup at 6'6", and the skill set that he has. And obviously, the Hines kid can really shoot it, and all-state type guard. The Corkow twins are playing great. And then the Bush kid doesn't play like a freshman, so they got some pieces and, some good players, and that's why they're a good team.
Chris Haynes, head coach of Yankton. This is Dakota Sports on Tiger 95.
Well, we made it through the holiday specials, so what's up now at Prostrello's in Huron? Well, for starters, we have a few 2016 models that have to go. Here's a Chevy Malibu, loaded and supplier priced, plus 0% for 60 months, only $386 per month. Get a Chevy half-ton Cruze Z71, discounted over $10,000, only $39,822. A Chevy three-quarter ton crew with the Duramax diesel, supplier priced at $54,210. We'll see you at Prostrello Chevy Buick GMC and Cadillac in Huron.
The Huron Tiger Moment is brought to you by Lake House Productions.
The Huron Tigers' one and only state wrestling championship occurred at the Sioux Falls Arena in 1994. The Tigers did not win their region, but came in with a strong team under head coach Ken Chihunt. The Tigers had four state champions to pace the championship squad: seniors Jason Marcus and Shane Peters, junior Aaron Hofer, and sophomore Ryan O'Connor. Six others placed as the Tigers went on to the state championship.
Life is made up of moments, and some of those moments need to be captured in a special way. Tom and Stephanie Glanzer at Lake House Productions have a passion for capturing those moments forever. New babies, senior pictures, engagements and weddings, updating that family picture over the fireplace, or any other reason you want to capture the moment, Lake House will be there. Our studio on the top floor events building is expanding in 2016, so that means we have even more room to take care of you and your photography and video needs. Email us at lakehouseproductions@yahoo.com or go to our website at lakehouseproductions.com.
Remember when you were in school and your eyes were checked with the big E chart?
Well, that chart is still in use even though it misses 70 to 80% of eye problems. Vision Care Associates reminds you that undetected vision problems may be the cause of reading problems. Make sure your child sees well before starting school this year. Call Dr. Kyle Porish at Vision Care Associates for an eye exam. Do all that you can to help your child. See the best.
1340 KIJV is Tiger Radio.
On Tiger Coach Tim Budnagan, brought to you by Auto Body Clinic in Huron. Tigers hosting the Yankton Bucks this evening. Second game of the doubleheader here. Tigers a hard-fought win over Watertown last night. And, Bud, one of those games, just typical ESD battle, maybe a throwback battle in a way, kind of slugged it out. Neither team shot the ball that well, and you come out with a five-point win.
Yeah, you know, offensively, we started out a little slow. Defensively, we know we played well. We limited their bigs to about 16 points in the inside. They had big nights against Washington, so we knew that they'd want to try to punch it in. Much like Brandon Valley, they won a lot of high-low, tried to lob it in from the top. We were able to take that away. And then, you know, Highland started our offense off in the first quarter carrying us, and then the other guys just chipped in, Ty, Clay, Kobe, then slowly started hitting some shots, and then we got a groove, took the lead about 10 points in the third quarter, and then Watertown hit some big shots.
And defensively, you held a team to 44. You're going to be happy with that. And offensively, as you said, it was a slow start, but yet at the end of the day, you had four guys in double figures, all between 10 and 13 points.
Yeah, and that's what we need. We need to be hard to guard. We got to continue to get four or five guys in double digits. We'd like to see more scoring off our bench. I thought our bench did a lot better job than they did Brandon Valley. That was encouraging. They're getting better. We played a little bit more kids so that we could get our guys some rest so they'd be a little bit fresher in the fourth quarter, and we're going to continue to do that. Give them some early breaks, especially tonight.
Now, Yankton comes in, and I guess first things first, the eighth grade legend, for lack of a better word, Matthew Moores will not play tonight. He turned an ankle, so that kind of changes the complexion or your preparation for this team.
It does, because now it makes them smaller and a little bit more dangerous. They spread you out a little bit more. They do a lot of passing and cutting instead of screening, so that puts a lot of pressure on your defense, and now our bigs have got to be, you know, even more extended now, because they're going to have to guard a little bit smaller on the outside. Three-point shooting team, cut really nice to the basket, so that's going to put a lot of pressure on our defense.
Offensively, though, you want to see if we can pound it a little more inside now.
Yeah, we like to, but I think they'll go to 2-3 zone much like they did against Aberdeen. Then Aberdeen just start pitching shots and missing them, and then they lose the game. So we got to make sure that, like you said, go inside first. Then when they collapse, kick it out. That'll be an easy three. So we worked a little bit on the zone today, put in some special plays. Hopefully, we can remember those because those are meant to get the ball inside.
Tim Budnagan, head coach of the Tigers, brought to you by Auto Body Clinic. This is Dakota Sports on Tiger 95.
The Auto Body Clinic. You just wrecked your car and you needed repair. Let us be there, oh, let us be there. With courtesy cars and a price that is fair. We really care. The Auto Body Clinic.
Auto Body Clinic, a half mile west of Coborns at 670 21st Street Southwest, or call 352-DENT.
Stop into Farmers Cash We Do It Center for your next project. Whether your project is on the farm or home, from barbed wire to kitchen cabinets, Do It Best buying power of over 4,000 stores in 30 countries can help. If you can't make it into the store, check out our website. You can have your product of choice shipped to the store or to your house. Remember, Farmers Cash We Do It Center for your next project.
Give me a hammer, hand me a saw. I'm not slowing down till I've done it all. I love saving money and time at the Do It Center store.
It can happen anytime, anywhere. Door-to-door sales scams, identity theft, debt collection, or even as simple as a swipe of your credit card. Know the law and your rights before you get caught up in an unwanted situation. The Attorney General's Division of Consumer Protection has made it easy for you to be prepared with their new website, consumer.sd.gov. They keep you up to date on the latest consumer alerts and laws and resources available to you, the consumer. Check out the Attorney General's Division of Consumer Protection website today, consumer.sd.gov. Meet the Tigers is brought to you by Pearson Anderson Farmers Union Insurance of Huron.
We're there when you need us. That is the motto that Farmers Union Insurance lives by. They know that when a loss occurs, you deserve their immediate attention. Huron area agent Pearson Anderson Insurance teams up with their loss representative to settle your loss and give you the attention that you deserve. Quality, commitment, and pride. Call Pearson Anderson Insurance in Huron and become a satisfied policyholder with insuring a brighter tomorrow.
Dakota Sports KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
And we're back here at the Huron Arena and getting ready for the starting lineups here for the Yankton Bucks and the Huron Tigers. In the boys game here of the doubleheader. For Yankton, here's the way they will start. Chris Haynes, their head coach. They come in with a record of 4-6. Justin Leader is a 5'8 senior. Nate Stevenson, a 6-foot senior. Jack Wolfgram, a 5'11 junior. Rex Ryken, a 6'2 sophomore. Casey Cridgey is a 6-foot junior. For the Huron Tigers, head coach Tim Budnagan, 6-4 on the season. Clay Corco, a 6-foot senior. Island Hines, a 5'11 senior. Cole Corco, a 6'1 senior. Kobe Bush, a 6'4 freshman. And Ty Evers, a 6'5 senior. Let's do a Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. Finals. I got a couple new finals in boys basketball. Brandon Valley defeated Mitchell 62-43. Girls basketball, Harrisburg defeated Aberdeen 59-51. So that's a couple of new finals we have here on the Kurtz Heating and Cooling.